Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. Thomas did not believe the other disciples when they told him that they had seen Jesus after he was raised from the dead. Thomas wanted empirical proof, scientific proof. He did not believe the testimony of the others. Now when he, Jesus, rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. Mark chapter 16, verse 9. Then Jesus appeared to a group of women. Matthew chapter 28, verse 9. Jesus appeared to two disciples who were on the road to Emmaus. Luke chapter 24, verse 31. Also on the first day of the week, Jesus appeared to Simon Peter. Luke chapter 24, verse 34. Let us read together, beginning at John chapter 20 and verse 19. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst, and said to them, "Peace be with you." Now when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." But Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet have believed." And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Jesus appeared to his disciples that evening on the first day of the week after his resurrection from the dead. Jesus showed them his hands and his side. Then they became eyewitnesses of the bodily resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. Listen to what Jesus said to them, which is recorded in Luke chapter 24, verse 39. "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Yes, the body of Jesus was raised from the dead. Those who teach that the physical, literal body of Jesus was not raised are wrong. The flesh and bones of the body of Jesus, they were there before the disciples to see and handle, including the wounds in his hands, his feet, his side. They became eyewitnesses of the physical, literal, historical resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. John the Apostle wrote for us what he witnessed. His testimony we have read. But Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not present at the meeting that Sunday evening when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Thomas did not believe the historical testimonies of the 10 witnesses. Thomas was an unbeliever. Thomas restricted himself to what he could see and feel. He made himself an empiricist, or in philosophy, we would say a logical positivist. However, such a rejection of historical knowledge is not logical, nor is it positive. We can know from the historical testimonies of witnesses. Historical knowledge is established by the testimonies of eyewitnesses. This is true also in law courts. Thomas was an unbeliever. He rejected the truth. He was not logical. People who reject the historical testimonies of eyewitnesses, as recorded in the books of John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are not logical in their unbelief. Unbelievers reject the historical truth to their own eternal condemnation. A week later, the disciples of Jesus Messiah were again assembled on Sunday. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." John chapter 20, verses 27 and 28. The unbeliever Thomas saw the risen physical body of Jesus. Then Thomas believed. Thomas then confessed Jesus as Lord and God. Yes, Jesus was indeed raised from the dead. The other apostles were not mistaken. They had not had hallucinations. They had really seen the risen Savior, his flesh and his bones. Their eyewitness historical testimonies were true. Thomas, the unbeliever, became Thomas, the believer, the apostle. He also became an eyewitness of the resurrection of Jesus Messiah. Jesus said, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." John chapter 20, verse 29. Thomas stands as an eyewitness of the resurrection for you. Will you believe? The conversion of Thomas is strong evidence for you. His testimony is that Jesus is Lord and God. You can believe in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God. You will be blessed if you do. Someday you will see Jesus. All unbelievers will meet Jesus on the day of judgment, but it will be too late then to have Jesus as their Savior. He will then be the judge. Do not be too late. Believe in Jesus today. Put your faith and trust in him now while you can. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late for you. Let us read again John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. The Apostle John, an eyewitness, wrote, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Yes, the Gospel of John gives you the evidences so that you may believe. In the believing, you may have life, eternal life in his name, Yeshua HaMashiach. When Jesus showed himself the first time to his disciples at the gathering that Sunday evening in Jerusalem, then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 48. Yes, repentance and remission of sins has been preached in all nations. How can we have the remission, the forgiveness of our sins? We have sinned against God. The wages of sin is death. We deserve to die for our sins, but Jesus died for us. His blood was poured out for the forgiveness of our sins, to redeem us from the slavery of sin, as a propitiation through faith in him. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. We have read what Jesus said to his apostles in John chapter 20, verse 23. "If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." John chapter 20, verse 23. What does this mean? What did the apostles teach about how we receive the forgiveness of our sins? In Acts chapter 2, Peter the apostle preached in Jerusalem. He preached about Messiah, Jesus, concluding with, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Messiah." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. If you believe in Jesus, the Son of God, now you can have the forgiveness of sins, the remission of sins. Repent and be baptized, immersed in water, in the name of Jesus Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins. That is what Peter commanded. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. On the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you.